Hello.
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. Can I start
Okay.
out? Alrighty. How can I assist you today, sir?
Yes, thank you for calling me back. Hey, I got a required inquiry for my order. Yeah, are you ready for item number?
Yes, you can give me the order number to see if I can locate you in my system. Go ahead.
Yeah, the item number is 2632-42757.
Let me read that back to you. That is
2.
263-42. Oh,
Nope, nope, nope.
2632.
Yes.
All righty, and then that would be 42757. Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am. This is
All
the
righty.
item number.
And what is your first and last name?
My first name, S-U-I, Sui. S is in Sam, U-I. That is Sui. Last name is D-U-N. D is in David, U-N. Dan. Sui Dan.
Okay. For security purposes, can you please verify that shipping address on that for me?
Absolutely. It was 7218 Barnwell Place. I'll spell out Barnwell. Barnwell Place is in Indianapolis, Indiana, 46217.
Okay. Okay, in my system, it did come up under that your name, but on the order, it has a different person's name on it. Are you familiar with that? It has
No.
the name CAHLEI, and the last name is Zing.
Oh. How can it coming through? That is my wife's name.
It has her.
Actually, yeah. I
Yeah.
don't know how the process for those,
I
but
don't know.
anyway, that is yeah. That's the anyway. That is my wife.
Okay. And I do see back on December the 12th, you paid the $9.97. That was the shipping and handling to receive the Stealth Elite drone. Is
Yes.
that correct?
Yes, for my boy.
Okay.
I waiting on 2 weeks. December 12th, I think. Is 2 weeks ago I ordered it. I received nothing yet. That's why I would like to verify with you and inquiry with you.
Okay, let me go in the system and see if I can locate that for you. Okay, give me one second.
All right.
Alrighty, sir. Well, according to my system, it was actually excuse me. It was actually delivered to you Monday, December the 19th. It was placed in your mailbox. It was placed in the mailbox at the address that you provided.
In 19?
On December the 19th, it was placed in the mailbox. It was delivered by the U.S. Postal Service.
I didn't see nothing.
Yes, sir. The U.S. Postal Service's item was delivered and placed in or at the mailbox at 1:58 p.m. on December the 19th.
What the address was? Same on
Your
my the address I gave you.
Yes, sir. The exact same address.
So where is the item in it?
Yep, the exact same address, sir.
What I'm gonna do?
Did you think someone could have actually picked your item up or went in your mailbox and got your item?
I don't know. It's only me and my wife. My boy has my brother-in-law house. he not pick it up to any my bail mailbox.
No, any neighbors? Any neighbors?
No. I don't know.
Well, now I can actually have it reshipped to you because you're saying you never did receive it, but it definitely won't be in there in time for the holiday season by this being Christmas Eve.
Yeah. So are you going to reship it?
I can have the order reshipped to you. Give me 1 second, please. Okay?
All right.
Or would you like for me to just cancel the item and just refund you the $9.97 shipping and handling that you paid to receive it?
No, I already paid for it. You guys already charged me on. I'm going to say with recently.
All righty, not a problem. Give me 1 second, please, sir, and I'll be more than happy to do that.
Okay. So I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to not a charge or not?
I'll have it reshipped out to you for free. No charge to you because...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Sounds good.
Oh, not a problem.
Go ahead.
Give me 1 second and I'll put this in the system. And I'll make the order to have it reshipped to you, sir. And I do apologize if someone may have taken your item. That is really, Alrighty, sir. I have gone in and made the request for them to reship you this item, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second here. Yes, sir. I did go ahead and put in that request for them to reship you that item, sir. I do apologize for that. And it may take anywhere from 3 to 4 business days for them that to ship that. But I did go ahead and submit that back in to make sure that they're reshipping this item to you at no cost to you because you've already paid the shipping and handling to receive it once before. So I've had it reshipped to you. I told them that that you never received your item as well, okay? So they will reship it out to you. So I did put a notification in there for them to notify you in your email address that you provided as to when the item will be on its way, okay?
What is the email?
It is SUIPENG2000@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Okay.
You got it.
All righty, sir. Well, is there anything else I can assist you with today, sir?
Yeah. The last question. My Chase Bank fraud of the last couple days ago, 67 and some cents, I don't remember. I'm not taking a look at my transaction. They catch up the 67, something like that, charging me on the web. I think that it looked like that you guys charged me on the, what is that for?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I see it was a decline payment. Now, that item itself, that stamp was actually a welcoming gift to becoming a member of what is called the Factory Direct Savings Store. You only paid the shipping and handling to receive the item. And when you did, it was a free item, but it was a welcoming gift to becoming a part of what is called that Factory Direct Savings Store. By doing so, it enrolled you into a membership to being a member of that Factory Direct Savings Store. And each month that you are enrolled as a member, they would bill you a membership fee to be a part of that Factory Direct Savings Store. Now, they also will download a $125 voucher into the email address that you use at the time. You can use that voucher to go online to what is called the Factory Direct Savings Store itself and make purchases of consumer gadgets. But also by being enrolled as a member, they would bill you that membership fee. Now, I'm more than capable of canceling you out of that if you'd like, because they will continue to bill you that membership fee, because I do see they billed you several times and it was a decline payment. So,
okay, that me sense now. Makes sense. This is the only one time that I ordering that. I never order for the online like this before.
Mm-hmm.
So my boy has the he see that product in the YouTube and hey, I need to buy this. That I look it up and just buy for one time, no member, no
right.
membership.
Okay, well
time.
What I'm gonna do, I will go ahead and get you canceled out of this. That cancellation does take effect immediately, but I've already put in the order for you to receive your drone because you never received it. That is no cost to you. But I'm canceling you out of this membership fee, and I do have your cancellation number available. Please let me know when you're ready to write that down, sir.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
That cancellation number is C as in Charlie, and that is 263-413-377. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
So cancellation number, let me read back to you.
Sure.
263-413-377.
Correct, sir.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Call me back and let me know everything. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're
my
more than welcome, sir.
So exciting for the sheep that we still hanging here.
Well, tell him, it'll get there a little late, but it will be. I reshipped it to you.
Yeah, between Christmas and the New Year.
Yes, it will. Yeah.
All right. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
Same
for
to
help.
You, sir. And I do thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.